I have no disclosures to make. And I'm going to talk about three areas here. These are learning objectives. But I also want to give you, just let you know that most of the organizations here that are presenting are presenting for larger organizations that don't have the tools that my presentation is going to speak to you about. We are a small organization at the University of the Pacific School of Dentistry, and we have limited contractual management systems in place. So my key goal is to discuss the value of the importance of efficient grant administration and financial management, describe the use that we implemented of low or no cost web-based systems to be successful, and discuss the process of effectively engaging your stakeholders and partners in the systems and toolkits that you implement in your organization. A little bit about the Pacific University of the Pacific School of Dentistry. We are at the Pacific Center for Special Care. We were established in 1990. We're a community services research center. There are five members, staff members in our team. We have about $25 million in funding, track record since 1990, and right now we have $3 million in funding. So with that said, we do have limited school support for grant management, which is why this is what I look like. At the beginning, before implementing these systems, papers were flying all over the place. There I was going through archive files and couldn't find things. So what I want to talk to you about is the challenges we had at the beginning. So we have some grant administration items that we need. We have obligations to our grantors. We have deliverables. We have financial reporting to do. Contracts, subcontracts, independent contractor, consultants. Then we have the project management piece of it, as well as deadlines. And some of the projects have variable lengths. Some can be short, long, or medium, you know. Some can be 6 months to a year to 5 years. And also the start and end dates of our projects don't always line up with our internal school fiscal year process. So that's a challenge. So what did we do? Well, we decided, let's look at the internal processes. Let's create some templates, some financial templates, which can include the reporting to our grantors, the invoicing, and, you know, to our grantors and from our consultants. And as you can see, you'll have, when you're managing your project, the invoicing can be at different intervals. It could be monthly, quarterly, semi-annually, or annually. And then we implemented an electronic storage space where we scan all documents, so I don't have to go through a file cabinet and look through those, and they're readily accessible for all of us. So the last thing we did was to establish some good rapport with our key internal and external stakeholders. So, and it actually allows for communication when you have questions about deadlines, internally and externally, and you create goodwill. So here's just some examples. On the left is our consultant invoice we created. We say, this is what you submit if you for the services for a given month, and submit by the fifth of the month of the next month. And then to the right, we have a grantor template, which can be, you know, invoiced monthly, quarterly, or any of the requirements from our grantors. So we created those templates. I have more templates, but I'm not going to show you all of them. And then this is our current grant status list. So these are all the projects ongoing at the center. And then this is a sub of that. So like when we contract clinics or independent consultants, we keep a spreadsheet, and we track where their funding is coming from, and that way we can, you know, continue to provide great work for our projects. So all those things can be done in Excel, so it's not something that you don't have. But then we move on to some online project management systems. So we also want to have the tools to manage and track our projects. So these are all the things that we're able to track: deliverables, the contracting, the reporting, and collaborate with within the team and outside of our team. And then we're able to drill down to the tasks that we assign people, and we can collaborate, and we can do so much. So The system that we implemented, it's free, Asana. So you can, I'm going to show you a little bit about Asana and give you some a quick glance. There's a dashboard, so you can see everything, the overview. And then within the project, you can see more details. You can share files, you can collaborate, you can have notifications sent to you, you can assign deadlines to a task. So this is your main dashboard. So you can have fun with it. We actually have our pictures to the left of our team members and all the projects right underneath that. And to the right, you can see just the quick dashboard of the projects that we have ongoing. And then we have, by project, you can see all the tasks assigned to that project. And then by team member, you can drill down to the right and see the details, you know, create this. And you can't see at the top, but there's some buttons at the top on the right-hand side where you can, here, you can attach files, pictures, whatever it is you need to do and assign the deadline for the task. So, and you can make comments in this section here, and they would appear if there were any comments. And then this is just a calendar view of your tasks. You can see, like, what does this month look like, right? So you can track your tasks and see what's happening in your department. The next system that we implemented, because we have a lot of events and we have courses we offer that require CE certificates, it's an online registration system. So we're able to manage the events there. We're able to take payment directly from there. We used to have a system that you had to do things in two separate platforms. So we wanted something that was easy for the end user to use, to register, to make a payment, and then that was also good for, on our end, to send automatic reminders. Your course is coming up, you need to bring these things for the course, or if it was online, some other reminders. You need to review the module. So the system we use, which is the low-cost system, is RegOnline. And so, again, these are the things that you're able to do. On the front end, it's easy for the user. They can register, make payments. But on the back end, as a person that's managing it, you can also create reports for the grantors, reports internally. If you have a separate CA department where you need to send them the list of your participants, so you can create all those. It's really a great system. So this is what it looks like, your dashboard, how much money you've made. It gives you grants, all that information. You're able to see all your events here and then create your custom template. So if you had a grant from an institution that you're offering a course and they wanted their logo on there, you can create the template and also have their logo on your registration template or the forms. So basically, it's really easy to use. And this is your reporting module, which allows you to comes with some reports that are already on the left-hand side here that come with the system. Then you can create your own custom reports. And it's a really easy system to use, user-friendly. You get, you know, like 37 cents per registration. But we also use other tools. And some of you may have heard of these or not, but SurveyMonkey is one tool we use. It allows for us to survey people, and we get great grants and reporting, GoToMeeting when we collaborate, and our current learning management system that we're moving to is Canvas and Google Docs. So the next thing that's really important to us that made us successful in spending less time on grant management and more time on the project management was to create and collaborate with our stakeholders. To establish a good rapport with them, to always attend webinars when there's any anything offered, like if they have new policies. We had grants from First 5 LA, so we had to attend the webinars, and we have to stay on top of the reporting requirements. So you want to always attend those, and if you have questions at the end, always ask. Never be afraid to ask. So that's what we do, and we also are able to, by doing so, to ask for a no-cost extension if we need more time for our projects, but that's rare, right? You want to be on top of your projects. So how do you engage your partners? Which other ways can you engage them to work with you? Well, we created a shared storage system so that when we're working on different projects, then we need to collaborate. We need to have feedback on files. We need to have real-time systems where they can edit the file. So, you know, it's really important for us. And also, email is limited in file sizes. If you're sending a module for review, it's not going to work on email. So we use Dropbox. And that's how you engage your partners and you're able to successfully complete your project. In conclusion, since we all know we spend so much time in grant management and the fiscal part of it, what I recommend is look at your processes internally, change those, automate them as much as possible, create some templates around it, implement some of these low-cost or free web tools because they're accessible on your iPhone. You want to download the app, and they're also accessible on the web, so that you can spend more time on the projects, right? So do you all want to have a successful project and not spend all this time doing the math and looking at reports? I mean, who wants to do that all day? You want to have some fun. So in our department, we have fun now. So we spend less time doing all that. We toast. We go out to lunch. We have our 2-hour lunch, you know? It's San Francisco. We have so many restaurants. So that's what we're doing now. We're successful now at doing what we do, and I want to thank you for your time.